I watched a show, it was Rescue 911, just happened to turn on and caught my eye, because here's a car in a river. There's a flood going on. And it's like, there's only this much of the car showing, right? So, I mean, it wasn't one of those things where the tires are in the water, you know? I'm going, whoa, you know? And they it's nighttime, and they had to bring a helicopter in and drop a guy down on the roof of the car to help. And somebody's got to guide the helicopters, windy, rainy, all this stuff. They don't want to knock people off the roof. They said that's a big concern they have. Here's their fireman's up on the roof of the car. He's up here, and here's a helicopter going by, and, you know, you boom, your history. Now you're in the water, and you're dead, because this thing is going like crazy. It's big, just rushing through. So anyway, they rescued the lady. She wanted to take her purse with her. They wonder, how did she get there? She went around the barricade. Oh, I don't need to worry about those. They're there. We'll just go around them. She put herself in danger of dying, really close, the helicopter guy, the fireman, all these people to come to save her, and they put their lives in danger to save her life. All right? So what's the analogy? The analogy is there's barricades in our life. Things that say, don't go here, don't do this, don't do that. You know what they are. One of the barricades, and the barricade, what's the big deal? Everything looks fine around here. I can get around. There's no water, no nothing. Oh, must have been there by accident. The barricade is don't hang with the wrong people. Okay, that's the barricade. Don't get around the wrong people. And there's there, and you go, ah, they're not using, they're not this. And we come up with our excuses for why we can go around the barricade. It says, do not enter. Because we look past the barricade, and in our mind, it all looks fine. We figured it all out. Really? So what we're saying is somehow we're able to know the reason for the barricade. The sign is there for a reason. The don't go past this place is there for a reason. And when the scripture says there's a way that seems right to a man and the end result is death, well, in this case, there was a way that seemed right to this lady and the end result could have been death, because she thought she was okay, because she thought she knew more than the barricade. Well, that's just a piece of wood there. I'm smarter than a piece of wood, and I can see it's all dry on the other side, and I got to get home, and that's my way home. All right, you guys got it. I don't need to go any deeper into that. You know what I'm talking about. Pay attention to the barricades in your life. Don't think you're safe going around them. You're on the way to destruction, and you know that as soon as you enter that water, as soon as that first drink happens, as soon as you get too close, as soon as that first hit, as soon as you're buying the stuff, you're toast. You're history. As soon as that car enters in that water, it's done. There's no going back. So don't go around the barricade. Find another way. Oh, you're going to take me a whole bunch of time. I got to go out here and I got to go around there. Oh, man, you really? I got to go out all the time. I got to get out in the cold? I got to get out in the cold to get around? I'm going to be cold. Better than being dead. Better than being where you end up. Going around the barricade is uncomfortable almost all the time. It's a detour. It's going to take longer. But it keeps you alive and it keeps you safe. Where's the Bible verse for that? I'll give it to you. No temptation seizes you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. So I'm going to reword it the way we'd like it to be. No temptation that seizes you except what's common to man, and God is faithful. He will also provide an easy way out so you can stand up under it. That's what we want it to say, and if it's not an easy way, we don't want it. Hold it, I want the way out, but I want the easy way out. It's not going to be an easy way out almost all the time. It's not going to be the easier way. The road is narrow. The path is narrow that leads to life. The path is narrow that leads to you being the man of God God wants you to be. Okay? And so expect it. When you expect difficulty, it's not a problem.